Title: Pitch an Amen Style Amen Variation Using Groove Pool Tricks in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, let's build an Amen break that behaves like a phrase, not just a loop that repeats, but something that talks back. We're going to make a tight, rolling bass Amen, then a pitched variation layer that adds that classic jungle lift and tension. And the secret sauce is the groove pool. We'll use it to get shuffle, push-pull timing, and velocity feel, without turning the whole thing into a late, sloppy mess. And quick note on the vocals angle here, we're treating the Amen like a vocal performance. A vocal has phrasing, inflection, and call and response. We're going to do the same thing with pitch and groove, so the break feels like it's performing. Let's go. First, set your tempo to drum and bass territory, somewhere around 172 to 176 BPM. I'll sit at 174. Create two audio tracks or two break tracks in general, one called Amen Raw and one called Amen Pitched. If you want, add a sub or bass track just for context, because groove decisions make more sense when the bass is playing. Now, import an Amen style break onto Amen Raw. Double-click the clip to open it. Turn warp on. Manually set the segment BPM so it properly locks to your project tempo. For warp mode, choose beats. Preserve should be on transients. And the transient loop mode, try off for cleaner, or forward if you want more bite. Here's a big teacher tip. For breaks, avoid complex and complex pro as your default. They smear transients, and in drum and bass the transients are basically your engine. Beats mode usually wins. Next, we want to make the Amen pitch ready, because pitching and grooving can expose weaknesses. Rumble, boxiness, harshness, uneven peaks. So on Amen Raw, add a simple stock chain. Start with EQ 8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz just to remove useless sub-rumble. If the break feels boxy or cloudy, do a small cut around 250 to 400. If it needs a bit more snap, a gentle boost around 3 to 6K can help. But don't overhype it yet. Then drum bus. Add a little drive, think 5 to 15%. Crunch very lightly, maybe 0 to 10. Boom is usually off, or super subtle, because boom can fight your sub. Adjust damp so the hats stay crisp and you're not dulling the whole top end. Then a saturator. Soft sine or analog clip both work. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. And match the output so you're not tricking yourself with louder equals better. Optional limiter just to catch peaks, not to flatten it. Just safety. Cool. Now we want groove pool to actually have something meaningful to grab. If you try to groove a single long audio clip, you can, but it's way more powerful when the rhythm is represented as individual hits or slices. So we're going to slice the Amen. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients, one slice per transient. Use the built-in preset. Ableton will create a drum rack full of slices and a MIDI clip that triggers them. Now we can build a pattern that feels like an Amen, but with our own phrasing. In the MIDI clip, start with a classic idea. Main snare on 2 and 4. Kick placements that feel skippy. And keep the ghost notes. The ghost notes are not decoration in jungle. They're the funk. Duplicate that to 4 bars. Bars 1 and 2 can be your standard loop. Bar 3, add a little extra ghost activity just before a snare, like a tiny ratchet. Bar 4, as small fill, maybe a snare retrigger or a hat burst. You want it to feel like a drummer getting excited at the end of the phrase. Now we groove it. Open the groove pool. That's the little wave icon down in the lower left area. Drag in a groove from the browser. Start with something simple and proven, like an MPC style 16th swing. You want a groove that adds movement without turning everything into a drunken shuffle. Select your MIDI clip and in the clip's groove chooser, pick that groove from the dropdown. Now go to the groove pool itself and set your starting values. Timing, somewhere around 15 to 35%. Velocity, 10 to 25%. Random, 2 to 8%. Bass, try 1/16 first. Quantize, leave at 100 to start. If you want a dead simple starting point that works a lot of the time, do timing at about 25% and velocity at about 15%. Then listen. And here's coaching advice. Groove pool is non-destructive. Use that. Duplicate the MIDI clip twice and try the same groove at 3 different timing values, like 12%, 22%, 32%. Then mute and solo between them while your bass is playing. The best groove is the one that locks with the bass rhythm, not the one that sounds coolest when you audition the drums in isolation. Also, treat the snare as your reference point. In most DNB and jungle, if the main snare is late, the whole track feels late. So you can apply groove, but keep an ear on where those main snares land. Now let's create the pitched variation. Duplicate your sliced track, or duplicate the MIDI clip, and name the new layer Amen Pitched. We want the same basic pattern, but a different performance. If you're using drum rack slices, pitching is clean and controlled. Pick a slice in the drum rack. Inside it's simpler, adjust transpose. Try plus 3, plus 5, or plus 7 semitones for a rise, or minus 2 and minus 5 for a darker fall. Here's the key. Don't pitch everything. If you pitch the kick and main snare fundamentals, you can lose the weight and identity of the break. Instead, pitch selected elements, hats, ghost notes, little fills. That's how you get the phrase effect while the body stays consistent. Try a simple 4-bar pitch script like this. Bars 1 and 2, normal pitch. Bar 3, pitch only hats and ghost slices up by plus 3. Bar 4, pitch a fill moment, like a snare roll or hat rush, up to plus 5 or plus 7, then drop back to 0 right on the downbeat when the phrase loops. That drop back is important. It's like a vocalist returning to the root after a flourish. If you want tape-style pitching instead, and you're working with Audino, you can set the clip warp mode to repitch and automate transpose. Just remember, repitch changes speed, so it will also mess with the feel in a very old-school way. That can be amazing for jungle, but you need to manage timing carefully. Now for the big groove pool trick. Use different grooves per layer for controlled chaos. On the raw layer, use groove A, something tighter. For example, timing 20%, velocity 10%, not much random. This layer is your anchor. On the pitched layer, use groove B, more shuffle, timing 30 to 40%, velocity around 20%, random maybe 5%. Now, when you blend them, the raw layer pins the grid, and the pitched layer dances around it. That's the rolling, frantic energy you want, without losing the drop. Mixing tip. Turn the pitched layer down. Think minus 6 to minus 12 dB compared to the raw. It should feel like extra motion and attitude, not like you hired a second drummer to argue with the first. One more advanced coaching move. If you really want selective groove, split your MIDI by function. Put kicks and snares on one MIDI track triggering the same drum rack, and put hats and ghosts on another MIDI track triggering the same rack. Then you can keep the kick and snare tighter and let the ghosts get messy. It's a clean way to avoid the my whole beat feels late problem. Now glue the layers together. Select both amen tracks and group them into an amen bus. On the bus, add EQ8 to tame harshness if needed, often around 7 to 10k if the layered hats get spicy. Then add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2:1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. We're not crushing, we're unifying. Optional, a touch of drum bus drive on the bus, like 2 to 6%, just to make it feel like one instrument. If you're running a sub, you can sidechain the amen bus slightly to the sub. Keep it subtle. You want the roll intact, but you want the sub to stay readable. Now, quick reality check. Layering can cause phase problems, especially if the two layers' transients don't align. If your punch gets weaker when both layers are playing together, don't panic. Try nudging one layer by tiny amounts using track delay, even plus or minus a few samples, and recheck in mono. You're listening for the kick and snare to hit like a weapon again. Let's turn this into an arrangement so it feels like a real DNB drop, not just an 8-bar loop. Try a 16-bar mini structure. Bars 1 to 4, amen raw only, may be filtered with auto-filter low pass gradually opening. Bars 5 to 12, full drop, raw plus pitched, but only feature the strongest pitch variation every fourth bar so it's DJ-friendly and predictable. Bars 13 to 16, a panic zone. Increase groove B timing on the pitched layer for the last bar, even ramp it toward 45%, then snap it back at the next downbeat. That groove morph creates transition energy without adding new drums. And if you want to push the vocal phrase idea further, add a bandpass auto filter on the pitched layer. Medium resonance. Automate the cutoff to open slightly during the pitch rise. Suddenly the pitched amen starts to talk. It gets formantois, like a chant. That's the crossover. Drums behaving like vocals. Before we wrap, common mistakes to avoid. Don't overswing everything. Too much timing shift makes DNB feel sluggish. Don't pitch the whole break blindly. Pitch selected slices so the weight stays stable. Don't default to complex pro on breaks. Don't layer two amens without EQ, because the high end will stack and shred your ears. And don't set random too high. Above 10% can wreck the roll and even cause weird facey moments. Now a quick 15-minute practice run you can do immediately. Build a 4-bar amen loop using slices. Add groove A with timing 25 and velocity 15. Duplicate the track. Apply groove B with timing 35, velocity 20, random 5. On the pitch track only, pitch hats and ghosts in bar 3 up to plus 3 semitones, and pitch one fill moment in bar 4 up to plus 7. Group them, Glue compress for 1 to 3 dB of reduction, and export an 8-bar loop named something like Amen Groove Pitch 174 BPM date. Final recap, you warp the Amen for punch using beats mode, you sliced it so groove can shape it musically, you used groove pool for shuffle, push-pull timing and velocity feel, and you created a pitched phrase by pitching only selected slices. Then you layer two different grooves so one track anchors and the other track dances. If you tell me whether you're aiming for jungle, rollers, liquid, or neuro, I can suggest specific groove choices and a pitch call and response script that matches that exact vibe.